Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Please, can you just go ahead and turn into prayer? Can you just go ahead and pray in the Spirit? Tonight, someone needs to pray. Can you just go ahead and pray in the Spirit, inside and outside? Overflow 1, 2, 3 online. Can you just go ahead and pray in the Spirit? Tonight is a night of an encounter. Tonight is a night of you and God. You and God. You are free to walk around. You are free to take any position you like. But tonight, we are going to lift up our voice and launch a vapor to heaven in prayer. For the Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. How be it in the Spirit? You are communicating mysteries. You are releasing something. Please go ahead and pray in the Spirit. Sento pati katoa biya ta te ketoa pa. Ta te te to tu kati to ro ba leka. Asu te te ala tuwa ta ake te di potona. Ta ta ti to pa kata te ruta kita. Su tu tu pa ta ta keto pa la titoa. Impra ta ta pa te to pa ti te. Atoa ta te ketu parata. Su ta pa ta te ketu wata. Impra ta te tu pa keta ti te. Seketo paratita, santa patate keto, eruta atito patite, santa patata kito pata, santa patata, pata keto pati, patata keto, parata kite, patatito, pete tuta pite, sutata, parate kito, pete kiteke, sutete, seketute, santa patate, santa keto reketeha. Some of us are still looking. I came here to lead you to pray. Don't be cautious of prayer point. Make sure you are connected to heaven. For the Bible says Elijah was a man that liked passion like you and I. But he prayed earnestly that they would not be vain. And the Bible says he prayed again. He bowed himself to the knees. And travail in the spirit. This is how generals are raised. For he has come unto Mount Zion. He calls it the city of the living God. Shall a nation be born in one day? For as soon as Zion travails, tonight you are going to pray your way into victory. I told you inside and outside, you are free to take any position. You are free to walk around. Tonight is you and God. You are going to hold God tonight and say, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Something must leave heaven and land upon my destiny tonight. The Bible says, whatever you desire, Mark 11:24, whatever you desire when you pray, not when you look, not when you meditate, but when you lift up your voice to heaven. Aru te kita katopa, pata kata kito parite, seketeketeketa. I came to lead you to pray tonight. My brother, my sister, it's too early to keep up. It's too early to sit down. You are on the war front tonight. You are going to pray your way to victory. You are going to pray your way to victory. You are going to pray your way to breakthrough tonight. Satateto katalitata. Zututukutata. Apakatateto keta. Seketeketekete. Satateto katakitakata. Impatata kato kata. Satutaka taketoka. Eruta, 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 we are about to take off in the spirit. We are about taking off tonight.
We must start something in the realm of the spirit tonight. Lord, grace for acceleration. Lord, grace for speed. Lord, grace for speed. Lord, grace for speed. Shata ketoka tala bana bana. Erute bika. Santa ketoka takita. Pata ketekita. For a light that set of King Ahab. Go and eat. For I hear the sound of an abundant rain. But the prophet went into hiding to cry out to heaven and say, Lord, release your rain upon us. And the Bible said the hand of the Lord came upon the prophet and he overtook the servant of Ahab. Lord, give me speed, oh God. Lord, accelerate my life. Lord, accelerate my destiny. Cry out for grace for speed. Grace for speed. Grace for speed. Some of us are walking. Some of us are crawling. Some of us you are moving. But you are not moving in a fast pace. Shabaketo ketoha. Erute keteketa. Zutu taketa. Takata ketokata. Make sure you are not looking. As you pray in the Holy Ghost, Lord, accelerate my destiny. Grace for speed. Grace for speed. Grace for speed. The Bible says in the book of Luke, Jesus returned with power. He returned with power. And his name spread abroad. Are you not tired of this level? Are you not tired of walking? Lord, give me grace, oh God. Eruta ketalita bana bana. Santa keto paritia. Swatwatwatwa keteki topa. Pata kata ketoa. I am giving you permission to walk around. Take any position you like. Make sure heaven is hearing your voice. Lord, grace for speed. Grace for speed. Lord, grace for speed. Accelerate my life, oh God. Shata keto patakata. Erute ya. Ate katu batete ya. Erute kite ya. Acts chapter 8 verse 39. And the spirit carried Philip. The Bible says, the spirit. Shata keto kata. Elijah rose. See, Philip was taken off. Jesus fell spread abroad. Are you not tired? Pray for me. Tonight, go. Approach the gate of heaven. He said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may receive. Pray. You have had teaching last week. You have had teaching upper week. You have had teaching previous week. Tonight is a night of encounter. Tonight you must travel in the spirit. You must pray for every limitation. Set me ablaze, oh God. Set me on fire for Jesus. We are just taking off. We are just warming up to take off in the series. We are just warming up. Something must land upon you tonight. You must catch fire tonight. You must push tonight. Shata keto patita. Shata takatata. Shata tatatata. Shata katakata koto. Shete teketu tekete. Eru tekata. Lord, grace for speed. That is our cry tonight. inside the prayer point. Lord, grace for speed. Lord, accelerate my destiny. My finance is crawling. My ministry is crawling. My prayer life is crawling. My word life is crawling. My relationship is crawling. Lord, I am standing long on this mountain. I am standing long. I am standing long. There is a place that you have taught us a principle. Tonight is a night when you hook up to heaven and say, Lord, accelerate my destiny. Accelerate my destiny. I am tired of this level, oh God. Lord, show up for me tonight. Zata kata ketoba. Zeketu kata. Zata tata. Zata bata. Zata kata. Zeto koto kita. Shilote ha. Sheketeketeketa. 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 Eroto koto koto koto. Eruto koto koto. Zutu tukutu kutu. Zata bata kata. Atata koto kata kita. Zoto bata bata. Pakale keto. Lord, accelerate my destiny. Grace for speed. 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 Lord, accelerate my destiny. For the Bible says, why Jesus being baptized and he was praying, the heavens were open. Grace for speed, oh God. Don't let men ask me where is my God. Mothers pray, fathers pray. It's time to lift up your family to God. Lord, we are tired of begging. Lord, we are tired of borrowing. We are tired of barrenness. Lord, grace for speed. Please pray. Don't be disheartened. Forget about who is next to you. Tonight is you and God. Let fire come from heaven. Tonight, if I pray, it doesn't matter where you are. Under the sound of my voice, online community, it's a cry of the spirit. It's a longing of the soul. Pray with desperation. Pray with hunger. Pray like you are setting to a sheep. Pray like you are setting a sheep to your destiny. Shuteta, shakata keta. Mothers, pray for your children. Lord, I lift up my children to you. Give my children seed. Give my marriage seed. Give my finance seed. Heru wata keta. Zakata keta keta. Shatakata keta. Shapata kata keta. Zoto pata tata. Zukutu kutuata. Zata tata pata keto. Apaka. I came to lead you to pray tonight. It's a cry of the spirit. We believe in prayer in this house. You must survey. Pray your way out of stagnation. Pray your way out of delay. Pray your way into fruitfulness. Pray your way to barrier.
Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Shila da baraka bana masata bala baraka dihasa. Embrata kete bala baraka bada bala badi gada bala da bakusha. Embrata bala da bagabria da bala da bagabasha ta prana mala banta kabala. Esika baraka bala bala baraka gada bala da bakuria. Tonight is a prayer meeting. Go ahead and pray. Shala baraka te kabala baranta kabala. Let my destiny experience a push tonight. Give me speed and acceleration. Shalababa
Are you praying? Hold the hands of your neighbor and say, Lord, we trust you for speed. We trust you for speed and acceleration. Manteca bala pandeca, Aracatia stomba, Peracatia sa, Alagadia capalata, Paracatuala cata, Ashita babaladia, Paracatacata, Aracatacata, Peracatacata, Ashakata. Are you praying? Alanama Saticaba, Mantecatepa, Astandecaba. Some of us are still watching. It's a night of travail tonight. Go ahead and pray. Let my destiny be unlocked in this moment. Let my destiny be unlocked in a day. It says, as soon as Zion travails, she shall put forth. Parakatiha. Askati balana makombratiha.
Blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory. Cover me with your wings. Blow like a mighty Spirit of victory. Cover me with your wings. Blow like a mighty wind. Blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory. Cover me with.
Are you praying? Shikapa. Pai te kopaska, alika balakatiata, erekatika balatabata, parakatika tabala barakati, alakatakatakatakata, alakatakatakatakata, rakatakatakatakata, 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 rakatakatakata, asakabala, pariakatika, aswate, aragatia kabala, asikatakatia. Are you praying, alakabala? Palanamaskante, let the spirit of faith rest upon me in this season. Let the power of faith come upon me this season, O God. Some people are still watching. You've got to be desperate tonight. Let something strong and mighty come upon me. Azilanamarakatiata. Let the spirit of faith, the power of faith, be unlocked, be unlocked, be unlocked. Halakabalabasa. Maratapanama Sande, Aratapia Tabalabara, Askatapranamalata,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been instructed by our dear Father that I should charge our hearts and lead us to pray along the line of activating the power of faith. A lot of things have gone ahead of us. Hallelujah. There is a need to engage. The Bible says we heard, they heard the word of God as we heard it. But the word did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. So, faith is like the ingredients you add to the word to produce for you. It has not been mixed with faith. It says through faith we understand that the world were framed by the word of the Lord. Through faith we understand. Faith is that conduit pipe that activates the potential power of God's word. So every time the power of faith is released, it activates. The word can be dormant in your life and not produce. The word can be dormant in my life and not produce. The agency that activates the potential power of God is the spirit of faith. Spirit of faith. Spirit of faith. Let me run us through a passage and then we'll pray. Mark chapter 10 and verse 46. Let's look at 52 rather. First of all, it says, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. In other words, in all of the roles that blind Bartimaeus played, what Jesus was looking out for was the operation of faith. Hallelujah. The Bible says he began by sitting by the wayside. Just paraphrasing. He began by sitting. As a matter of fact, a company of people, a multitude of people gathered before Jesus. So in many activities, here was the man sitting to discern the move of God. What keys and principles that activate the power of it upon the life of a man is the ability to discern. It's not in the many activities around the world or around Jesus, but the ability to sit and discern the move of God. The degree to which you command results in this kingdom is tied to our discerning. God does not move all the time. Many people were gathered to him. I believe that blind Bartimaeus was not just the one that had an issue. Here was he, sitting down to discern. The Bible says the moment he heard that Jesus was passing by, he began to cry out. So the first key to activating the power of faith upon our life is our ability to discern the move of God. The second key is revelation. Revelation. I'm not just talking about logos, the rhema word of God. What made me understand that blind Bartimaeus knew beyond the fact that Jesus was the son of Joseph was the name he called him. It says, logically, was David the father of Jesus? It was proof that he knew beyond. So the second key is revelational power. It's one key that activates the power of faith. The second thing is the spirit of resilience. The Bible says when he began to cry out, thou son of David, have mercy on me. The Bible says oppositions began to arise. It says and persecution arose because of the word. The reason why you are facing the persecutions you are facing is because the word of the Lord, the prophetic word, is hovering over your life. Notice, persecutions will never come until you begin to take action. So what then is faith? Faith is conviction, a depth of belief, plus a corresponding action. So opposition will not arise until you begin to take them. And this is where most of us chicken out. The ability to stay. The Bible says he cried out more, and then Jesus heard him. The second key, or the fourth key now, is that faith has the power to grant you audience with God. And what unlocks that realm is your staying power. When you chicken out, the moment opposition arises, it's not a guarantee for you to be granted access before God.
So God is watching.
Yet God, Jesus, in the midst of the people,
he was watching to see the resilience of him.
The fifth key is the power of being specific. This man was obviously blind, but yet Jesus asked him, he says, what would you have me do to you? So the first key is the discerning ability of a believer to know when your kairos moment is coming. God doesn't release his rhema word all the time. So it is that rhema word that will produce the result that you seek.
So the second key is revelation, understanding of the word. The third key is the spirit of resilience.
Fourth key is that you will be granted audience before God. The fifth one is the power of specificity. Well, could you lift up our voice and pray? While I was preparing, what lifted up and struck my heart is that we're going to trust God for the power to be resilient. The grace to be resilient. Just in a few minutes, can we lift up our voices and pray again? I said, Lord, let the grace to be resilient. I know persecutions may arise on account of the word. Oppositions may arise on account of the word. Give me the staying power. Give me the staying power. Give me the staying power. Are you praying? Skita balatata. Brandi silata barondeta. Ambriana malatom brandi hasta. Askata barakastia. Elaketina marokopasta. Eskete branama. Go ahead and pray for the staying power. For the same power, for the same power, for the same power, go ahead and pray. The power to be resilient, the capacity to stand in the midst of adversity. Lord, you have declared that this year is my year of extraordinary fruitfulness. Oppositions will arise on account of that word. So we need the same power. It says he cried out yet again. He cried out a great deal. Kamalata paranta, endata prataba, shakateketa, 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 rakataka balasta, menteke piasta, embriana malata bakosta, eshika babababa, parakata balabala, esetebrete, esetebrete, parakata bala, endata prana malata, eshila taba. Outside, are you praying? All the overflows, make sure you're praying. It's a moment of divine visitation.
The grace to be resilient. To stand opposition. Having done all to stand. Lande bros Ibrahana Viano Legadoska. Brako Zanta Lantaka Boka. Libra Dosha Labranda Zebes. Braku Zanteke Toska. Panteko Zigaposha Labranda Zegadar. Lekato Zim Brakata Lagadoska. We also having the same spirit of faith. As it is written, we believe, therefore we speak. Say, we also believe. We are declaring on the strength of our conviction. One of the actions that we take is to speak. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It said, for he that must come to God must believe that he is a God of strength. He is God means that he's not just talking about his existence. That you believe that this God deals with man systemically. And that when you keep his systems, there is a reward that comes. He's a rewarder of them who agree with his system, align themselves with those systems. Apostle has told us in this place that God never does the same thing twice. If God wants to bring an anointing to a region, he does not give to this person and move to another person and move to another person. No. He puts that in a bank called a man. And then when anybody prays to God for that same thing, the answer to that prayer is that he directs you. Because without him who carries that anointing, you cannot know by yourself. So his answer to your prayer is showing you who carries that anointing. The Bible says that only a man named Moses went to Mount Sinai. And upon that mountain, certain things were shown him. And the Bible says when they passed through the Red Sea, they were baptized into Moses. They didn't speak with God, but they walked in the reality of the things that Moses heard. God put his reality in a man and caused everybody, an entire nation, ate the bread of angels because a man met with God. A major part of our undoing is that we want to receive it ourselves. Benny Hinn was ordained to carry this healing anointing, but at that time it was on Catherine Kuhlman. And then by reason of the mercy of God, somebody invited him. He stumbled into a meeting. Catherine Kuhlman is gone, but the system is with a man called Benny Hinn. God has still not changed. Whoever must come to him must believe. How about Lot? God called a man called Abraham. Come out of your father's house. Come out of your country. Come out of your kindred to a land that I will show you. And then he said, I will bless you. I will make you a blessing. I will make you a great nation. Whoever blesses you, I bless. Whoever curses you, I curse. And then the Bible says, Abraham departed and Lot went with him. Lot didn't meet God. Lot didn't raise an altar. Lot didn't give tithes to Melchizedek. But Lot, in association with Abraham, was so blessed. But he became so foolish that he became to fight the man on account of whom. If you don't know how the blessing came, you can fight the person that brought the blessing. The moment Lot left Abraham, he began to die. The burning of Sodom and Gomorrah was the last installment that left. Because everything came on account of Abraham, and he left it. Even our Lord Jesus, for 30 years, no open heaven. And one day he came to John. John said, no, I know you by the Spirit. Jesus said, I am not doubting what you saw. But there is a law. You are the one heaven has recognized. So far it to be so. And the moment John agreed to baptize Jesus, the heavens opened over him, never to be closed again. Elijah had a servant. The servant was with him when he brought down fire. The servant was there when he did all manner of things. The servant was there when he shut the heaven. But the servant was close to a great man but didn't recognize it. Elijah said, sit here. And he said, okay. And he lost out forever. How about Laban? Laban said, Jacob, I have recognized by divination that I am not being blessed because I'm a great businessman. The Lord has blessed me because of you. Discernment is very important. Not just discernment, spiritual alignment and genuine connection. 1 Kings chapter 19. The Bible says that God was speaking to Elijah. He said, anoint Hazael, king of Syria. Anoint Jehu, king in Samaria. Anoint Elisha, a prophet in your room. And he left that place and found Elisha's family. He cast his garment upon him. Elisha said, wait for me. Say, what have I done? So when Elisha took the mantle of Elijah beyond Jordan, it was not the first time the mantle came. The first mantle was an invitation to connect. If you are willing to connect with this system, there are much more than agriculture that you can receive. And the Bible says he left everything and began to minister to Elijah. In chapter 3 of 2 Kings, when Jehoshaphat and the king of Israel were going to war, he said, is there no prophet in Israel? And one of the servants said, there is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who poured water in Elijah's hands. And Jehoshaphat said, if he is connected to Elijah, then the word of the Lord is in his mouth. I am not trusting the word of the Lord in his mouth because he can pray and fast. I am not trusting the word of the Lord in his mouth because of different gymnastics. I am looking for who can connect with Elijah. We are praying for spiritual alignment tonight. It's just a simple prayer point, but our understanding is important to getting it. Elisha followed Elijah. We saw the many things. Even alignment is dimensional. You can follow a man and receive a possibility, but what you receive is not all there is. Elijah went to heaven with his body. He didn't die, but Elisha died of sickness. Sickness was not factored in the Elijah anointing. He received a double portion of the anointing to do miracles, but he didn't receive that double portion of the anointing for a healthy life. Me tonight, though, I know there is favor upon Joshua Selman. I know there is honor upon this apostle Joshua Selman. I know there is grace for healing upon this man. I know there is grace for miracles, signs and wonders upon this man. I know there is grace for wealth and prosperity upon this man. I know there is grace for light and revelation upon this man. Even the one I have not seen, I want 100%. Shaketo sekata, brande goes laketa, laka branda sekos kaliba. I will not be close to greatness, and my life will be a failure. I will not be numbered among those who are close, and I have no resolve to show for it. How can an apostle live in divine health, and today I'm in the hospital, tomorrow I'm out? How can Shekedo think about if ye be Abraham's children? Is that produce the result of Abraham? Will men see me and say, because he's connected to Apostle Joshua Selman, he can produce his result? No, I will not be a wrong reflection of the systems of God. I will not be a wrong reflection. I receive the grace for alignment, the grace for genuine connection, the grace for alignment, the grace for genuine connection, the grace for alignment, the grace for genuine connection. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The story of Paul the Apostle. He said, I am what I am because of the grace that was given to me. Said, I'm not even qualified to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church. But unto me this grace was given. We celebrate the things that Paul has done. But there's a mystery that Paul understood. Paul was not at the Last Supper, so no dimension of the bread was given to him. But when God encountered Paul in Acts chapter 9, he was giving his account in Galatians chapter 1. And then from verse 15, he said, when it was time for God, who separated me from my father's womb, to reveal. That means there was something I was ordained to do from my mother's womb. And it was time for that thing to be revealed. He said, that God separated me. I did not confer with flesh and blood. I thought that I didn't need any man to activate these possibilities. So I thought it by fasting and prayer. And for 3 years, I was in the wilderness of Arabia. God spoke to me. He told me many things. But among the things he taught me, he said, although I am the one sending you, you need a man to activate it. Then when I came back, I did not go to any of the apostles that were before me, except Peter. I went to Peter. Why did he choose Peter? Because he has been called to bring the gospel to the hidden. He has been called to take the gospel to the Gentiles. But the gospel to the Gentiles was in the hand of Peter. It was Peter that was on the top of the roof that he saw the vision of unclean animals. And God said, don't call unclean what I have cleansed. Arise, go there. Cornelius is praying. And then Peter gets there. Salvation comes to the house of the Gentiles. So the ministry to the Gentiles was in the hand of Peter. But Paul was the one ordained to carry that ministry until he discovered who is carrying it and goes to the person to receive it. Although potentially he should be the great apostle, he would have died without manifestation. So he said, I realized. So I went to Peter. And for 2 weeks, there was a transfer that was happening. Peter was downloading it. And then after Peter, I didn't go to any other person. I only fulfilled the law of Moses by going to see James, the brother of the Lord. Because he's the one who is now heading the church as a replacement for his brother who married his bride without children. So when I received that thing from Peter, he said, from that time, I went to the land of Syria. The question is this. Where is the spiritual system that is currently holding what God has called you to do? You will discern it and receive it. Lord, I ask for discernment. I ask for understanding. I ask for alignment. I ask for connection. Whatever you have to do, make me discern, align, and connect. I present myself to do your will over my life. I have ignored systems for a long time. I've been a lone ranger. I've ignored system. Not anymore. I pray for my brother. I pray for my heart. Discernment to know. Understanding. The grace for recognition. Meander into the reality of the grace that has been mandated to activate your call.
Sola batina, silabala de nana,
Hallelujah. The Bible said, and they were baptized inside Moses. Those of us who do mathematics, they said, a smaller circle is inscribed in the detail. So you don't see the smaller circle. It's the bigger circle that you see. I said it that a growing baby, fetus in the womb, doesn't struggle for food. There is a system designed by God, even if the mother is not eating well, to siphon exact nutrients for the sustenance of the baby. They were inscribed inside Moses. So whatever Moses was eating, so even if Moses was receiving it raw, the stem to garnish it and make sure that it's right, balanced diet. They ate what Moses ate, and they drank what Moses was drinking. And the Bible said that what Moses was drinking was the exact rock. He was drinking Jesus. They don't have access to Jesus, as we were told, but they could pipe into the exact thing through Moses. He said, ye are they that have continued with me. Therefore, I appoint unto you a kingdom in the similitude of how my father appointed me, that you may eat and drink at my table. You are not eating any other thing than what I'm eating. Father, I connect and I align. Lift up your voice and try. I connect to collect. Paresho tapa. Ereshuta. Kate betebe. Peredista. Pereketa. Shamalana mata. Hallelujah. Matthew 10 verse 41 said, he that receiveth a prophet, that is a person, in the name of a prophet, that is the office, doesn't need to do what the prophet is doing, but you are entitled to his reward. What a jackpot in the spirit. My father can fast 100 days or 1 year. All I need is just to receive him, and I receive his reward. You are not entitled to reward if you don't work. But the Bible says you don't need to work, just receive, and you get the reward. Father, I receive your grace in this house. After the battle, is somebody praying? This is our jackpot tonight. Parisha, after the Esusa, Yesedo, Ebrajatajata.
Oh,
Resto pata. Parete pete. Reto to prokoto. Votu shaba. Votu sere. Eki shaga. Ati shaza. Pareto sha. Eme taide. Eji sa. Ejete. Eduto. Perete. Papara. Patusta. Akatana. Epratuso. Paratisha. Akatene. Eji sa. Erusa. Emoro. Shakata pranama. Hallelujah. So Paul spoke to Timothy. This charge I give unto you. Charge which is an instruction. For those of us who are in academia, we say, follow the instruction. Every time you disregard the instruction, you end up a failure. This charge I give unto you, my son Timothy, after the prophecy that has gone ahead of you, that thou mightest war, not play. We are on a war field, some of us are sitting down. I don't know. War, not playground. That thou mightest war, not ordinary warfare, a good warfare. Which many, he said, holding faith and pure conscience, which many have disregarded and refused, and they have suffered of a shipwreck. A shipwreck cannot, there is nobody driving shipwreck. A destiny wreck. A destiny capsized. So, promises are war to manifestation. Your worth in the kingdom is at the mercy of your ability to war the prophecy that is given to you. Look at Jacob. I know the invocation given unto me by my father. That which I've seen is not looking like it. It's transferred unto me. The transgenerational blessing of Abraham. But this, remember, after the blessing that he had, when he said, the Lord God gave me the blessing of your father, but he was coming. I said, no, this is nonsense. It's not compared to what was invoked. He said, why? Go. Children, go. Let me sort out my destiny. This is not, beyond being blessed, you should be a blessing. That which is given to me now can take care of my wife and my children. But this is not the prophetic blessing of Abraham. He said, go. And the Bible said, he carried there all night long. They broke his bone. You are going nowhere. Certain women looked and said, Jesus told us he would die. And he will come back again on the third day. And the women don't go to burial ground. Women don't go to burial ground. But they woke up on their resilience and insistence. He told us that he will wake up. And they went. They kept looking. The apostles were sleeping. The women of faith in scriptures, they were dogged and rocked. The Bible said women received their death back to life. Women. And it was true. Because when that boy died, the Bible said the woman carried his son and gave it to his boy and give it to her mother. What a father. What a father. He took the prophetic to bring this boy. The same prophetic can bring him back alive. And he took the boy. He said, it's all well at all. And she spoke by faith, said, all is well. You are carrying a dead child, and you are saying all is well. All is well. And they kept looking. Until two angels showed. He said, where have you kept my Lord? Like, where is the glory of my destiny? Where is it? He said, I could perceive the angels went to go and meet Jesus. And then Jesus, please turn back, turn back. There's a woman disturbing us. She wouldn't go. See, he said, that which we have seen, that which we have heard, that which we have looked upon, finally, that which we have handled. It's a cause if you see it and you don't handle it. Because that's the first thing. Even then, she saw Jesus, she wanted to say, no. I know you are desperate to handle. It's a curse when you see it as a vision and you can't undo it. You see yourself flying out to the nations and here are you trekking. He says, shall a nation be born in one day
But as soon as Zion shall say, see, extraordinary fruitfulness will require extraordinary traveling so that you can prevail. Father, be this strength and strength to walk on prayer altar. Is somebody praying? Hallelujah. He said, keep not silent. I have set watchmen over thy wall, Isaiah 62, who shall neither hold their peace day and night. Ye can make mention of the name of the Lord. Keep not silent. Give him no rest until your destiny is established and made the praise of the heart. Who is praising you as a matter of the result that is speaking in your life? Would you lift up your voice and say, extraordinary? You have brought in extraordinary fruitfulness. My life, Akateno, Eshisa, Etebe, Parata, Akate, Eprebe, Porotoshuta.
Zekete barakata skotolo barekete skete, ziprekete le bariakata shata, eprekete, zuprokotoskote, jede mariakata la doska, eprekete skete, zuprokotosekete ba, zeketeketeketeketeke, zepete barikate skete geleba, zuprokotosata, eprakete skete, zetetetetetebu, zeteketeketeke. Extraordinary fruitfulness. Zekete kete boriakata. Zete katesa. Zemenebos koto. Travel your way into extraordinary fruitfulness. Zepe kete barakata. Zito zete reke zepa. Zuprokoto zeteke. E pariakata nataya. Zete bosa bariakata. Here I am. In your presence, Lord, do to me what you want. He wants fruitfulness in your life. Before you, Lord,
do to me what you want.
This is the place.
This is the place.
Tonight, Lord. Tonight, oh God, Rekete bo se te balakaraya. Jete bo sabali kate sata. Zuprekete se te balakaraya. First Peter chapter 5 verse 8. First Peter chapter 5 verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We are going to wage war because there is a devil. I was talking with somebody yesterday, and one of the things she was saying was that why do bad things happen? Because there's a real devil. And he has never for 1 minute backslidden into goodness. Have you ever heard the devil say I'm backsliding into goodness? So we can't relent. We wrestle not. You showed up on the scene and they told you, guess what? In your suit, with your millions, with your bands, you are wrestling. Whether you are rich, whether you are poor, you are wrestling. Sandega was telling us about that woman. Money was not her problem. Elijah looked at her and said, what should I do for you? She said, I do have my own people. I'm sorted. Elijah said, you think you are sorted. If we probe deeper, then the problem nobody knows about. If we probe deeper, you have packaged your problem with prosperity, but the problem is there. People may not talk about it because they look at what you have achieved and they say you have tried. But Elijah, the prophet, knows he's not here to make sure you have tried. Exceedingly, abundantly, above Jekote Kateya Kataya. What's the purpose of a double portion of the anointing? Her condition was an insult to his office. Because let me tell you something that woman knows. Sir Isaac was telling us about perception. If you study the book of 1 Kings chapter 4, the Bible lets us know something. There was a woman who had two bond servants. Two women who had been collected as bond servants. And her husband was a prophet. And she looked and said, this is an anomaly. Why should my husband be a prophet? Prosperity is the office of the prophet. And his children are going out as bond servants. She came to the man of God. And she petitioned the man of God. She petitioned him. She said, "Your husband, my husband, your servant was a prophet. Now the creditors have come." That's one level of spiritual understanding. But the Bible lets us know about a second type of woman. The Bible says she perceived that this man is a man of God. Let me tell you, the quality of your spiritual intelligence will determine the level of your fruitfulness. So there was no fire on the mountain. As a very wise woman, she knew, you prepare for battle during peace. War unto them that are at ease in Zion. That there is ease around you does not mean that everything is well. The devil is still moving around like a roaring lion, seeking for whom to devour. You are still wrestling. And she looked, and spiritual intelligence told her something. You said something very interesting. You said that the husband told them to take the boy to his mother because the husband knew by experience that this my wife is not ordinary. There is a level of spiritual intelligence that she sustained. Yes, shame on you, sir. You should be the priest over your home. But we congratulate you for supporting the woman in ministry. Because the Bible says when she discerned that he was a man of God, she brought him in. And she started to feed him. Because she knows whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet must receive a prophet's reward. And as she was eating, she was implicating the prophetic. As you are coming here, as you are honoring, as you are doing these things, you are implicating the laws of God. I'm saying this because as we are going to enter extraordinary fruitfulness, we must understand the power of these spiritual laws. We are not playing games here. These laws are real. These laws are real. What is a spiritual law? A spiritual law is a series of operations backed by the integrity of God and His Word, which when understood and engaged, guarantees predictable, repeatable, and sustainable spiritual success. It's a series of divine operations instituted by God, endorsed by His integrity. Anytime you understand them, anytime you engage them, you have initiated predictable, repeatable, sustainable success. And so, by reason of her understanding, she said it's not enough to feed the man of God. Let us create a room. Let us dedicate a portion of our resources to ensure that whenever this man is in this territory, he always has a place to stay. Understand what this woman was working with. As we are praying, as we are traveling, what is your level of spiritual intelligence? Do you understand what we are doing? Or are you going through the motions? And as a result of that room, that house that she dedicated, a portion of her household, the prophetic was implicated. He said, what can we do for this woman? What can we do for this woman? It is not on record that this woman ever prayed once. Is it on record that this woman ever prayed? Did she ever petition the prophetic? But her understanding of the spiritual laws. This woman knew something is wrong in this household. It will require spiritual intelligence to break the yoke of hardship. And then Elisha said, according to the time of life. Look at the spiritual intelligence at work. The woman is using spiritual intelligence to engage the office of the prophetic. Prophet Elisha is using spiritual intelligence to proclaim her child. He said, according to the time of life. Because he knows according to how God created, there are seasons, times, days, nights, a greater light to rule by day, a lesser light to rule by night. And Elisha looked. He said, how will I ensure that this woman's child is born? He ties the delivery of the baby to the time of life. Knowing that the preacher said there is a time to kill. So whenever the time to give birth is coming, let there be something in the spirit that orchestrates that life must come through this woman's womb. Spiritual intelligence. Look at the quality of this woman's spiritual intelligence. Because she knows that these are laws. They cannot be broken. I want us that as we are praying now, look back on every spiritual operation, every spiritual law. Have you seen the result of that law? It is backed by the integrity of God. Place a demand for performance. When this boy died, the woman went and carried the boy and placed the boy right on the bed of the prophet. Look at what this woman did. She carried her problem and placed the problem on the altar of prophetic connection. Immediately that boy touched that bed, things started going in the realm of the spirit. You have to understand what you are doing and why you know you will succeed. You must know every law that is responsible for your success. Because the devil is still going about like a roaring lion, seeking for whom to devour. Jesus, speaking in John 10 verse 10, he said, the thief cometh not but for to steal. If there's anything of value in your life, the thief is coming for it. What will guarantee your fortification? The power of these spiritual laws. The thief is coming to destroy. But I am come that you may have life, and that life more abundantly. So that means that we are already in a battle. We are already in a battle. Don't ask God why it happened. Allow him to use these laws to rubbish the devil in your life. There is a system that can exempt us from Satan's wickedness. Job chapter 1 and verse 9 and 10. I love this passage. Ever since the apostle shared this revelation, I have never forgotten it. Satan came by himself and said that I tried to get Job. There was a hedge around him. There was a hedge around him. So wickedness is real, but exemption is real. Abraham experienced this reality too. Genesis chapter 24 verse 1. He says, and now Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and God had blessed him in all things. All things. How did this happen? Let's look very quickly at Genesis chapter 26, 4 and 5. So next time you are going through a challenge and you say, oh God, why this challenge? Understand that a system of exemption has been given. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. This is the Abrahamic promise. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes. Let's read the last part together. And my law. You see, when an apostle comes and says, him and poverty, he has waved poverty bye-bye. He's not saying it by mouth. It's a law. It's a law. One of the things we are going to be praying about tonight, some of you have been in predicaments for so long. The devil has so wasted the opportunities in your life that you think it is always that way. And the Bible instructs us that when men say there is a casting down, we must say there is a lifting. It is pride to assume that you will suffer forever. It is pride to assume you will suffer forever. You will not suffer forever. That condition cannot be permanent because there are laws. There are laws. There are laws. And these laws are backed by the integrity of God. Give me Job chapter 22. I'm saying this because as we start to pray, I want you to look at those areas where even you have stopped talking to God about it. Because in your mind, you have come to accept that challenge will be there forever. No, sir. Job chapter 22, 27 to 29. The first prayer point we're going to pray. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto God, and he shall hear you, and you shall pay your vows. Next verse. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall light upon thy ways. Next verse. What are you decreeing? He said, when men are cast down, you will decree and say, there is a lifting, and by reason of your decree, God shall save the humble person. If you don't believe God will bring you out of that predicament, you are proud. Because you are trying to say your condition is bigger than the laws of God. Who is ready to pray in humility and say, this condition, you are coming down today. I am rising up. Oh Lord, I refuse suffering and disease as a permanent reality. I refuse suffering as a permanent reality. I refuse defeat as a permanent reality. I refuse it. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen. When men say there is a casting down, meaning that condition, men have come to accept it. People have come to say, we know that this is a reality amongst men. Solomon speaking in the book of Ecclesiastes, there are sin and evil under the earth, and it is common among men. God is saying, whenever you see that calamity that they call common, if you refuse to reject it, you are proud. Oh, everybody at a particular age suffers from this condition. God is saying, if you say it, you are proud. Because you are trying to say that that condition is greater than his laws. So I want you to carry that long-standing challenge. That is the one we are talking about. When men say in a recession you can't prosper, God is saying that is exactly when my laws will show that they are truly laws. I don't know about you, but my goal in life, when Satan looks at me, he will turn to God and say, have you not placed a hedge around Jimmy? We tried his finances. We tried his marriage. We tried his children. We tried his health. Everywhere blessed. You can have it all. You can have it all. They are laws. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate on it during day and night. Why? The purpose of meditation is so that you will be careful to do all that you have observed therein. Now the Bible says, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. I always say this book of laws. Let me tell you something. Your area of ignorance and disobedience to the laws of God is your area of defeat in this kingdom. Your area of ignorance or disobedience to the laws of God is your area of defeat in this kingdom. Bury the mercy of God. So what are we doing? We are coming to a place where we are contending for understanding and mastery of these laws. Because God told Joshua, if you can observe these laws, if you can meditate on them, if you are carefully doing what it says, it is impossible for your way not to be prosperous. It is impossible for you not to be successful. I saw something, a post the other day online, and somebody said that if a person has a child out of wedlock, then is it a sin that produced the baby? And I had to correct the person. I said, when God said, if a fertile man sleeps with a fertile woman, they will have a child, it was a law that was created. Once God creates the law, his integrity backs it up. God goes back to rest. Don't forget, on the seventh day, God rested. He's now saying, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. He could rest because he created laws to sustain what he created. So your understanding of the laws will determine your results in life. Can I submit to you people that it is merely the understanding of these laws that guarantees the success you have? You see, believers make this mistake. We have a relationship with God. That you have a relationship with God does not mean you understand his principles. And here, as long as he is a child, different not from a slave. So God puts you under systems of tutelage. And we bless God for the quality of bread we have in this house. Listen to me, people of God. Start living your life based on the laws of God and watch what God will do. Let me give you an example of one of those laws. Blessed by association, alignment, and connection. The day I discover this law, I will bless them that bless you. I will curse them that curse you. Anything I want from God, I don't pray. I look for the person that God has blessed with that thing. And I bless that person because God has a law that says, whoever blesses this person, I will bless him. What am I praying for? What am I praying for? Let me tell you another law I discovered. Peter, speaking to the man at the gate, beautiful, he said, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, I give. Peter, I'm not understanding. I thought it is God that has everything. But Jesus, speaking to Peter, said, you are Peter. Upon this revelation, I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail. So Peter said, there is something I have. If I give you, it will be given to you. I now remember that Isaac, he spoke about it. He told his son, he said, bring me venison that I may bless you. He didn't say that God will bless you. He now said, my wife can cook this venison for me. In fact, it was the wife that cooked it. But he understood that the lesser is blessed of the greater. And if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, so he said, do something that will excite me. Anytime I see that the prophet around me is excited, I kneel down for a blessing. Someone is saying tithes and offerings don't work because you don't know how to walk there. If you excite the prophet, if you give him venison, the blessing must come. Even if the prophet is your father. When you know these laws, life becomes bread. Psalm 119, we are going to pray. Psalm 119, verse 18 and 19. The first prayer point, leaders, give it to me. Open my eyes, O God. Show me the wonders inside your law. Help me see. This is the prayer point. Open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of the law. The challenge is you have been beholding the law. You have not seen the wonders in the law. First prayer point. Say, open my eyes, O God. Help me see the wonders of your law. Open my eyes, O God. Show me the wondrous things in your Lord. Show me the wondrous things in your Lord. Zotobari kete, Ebrakataya. Zotondo belegede. Jetekelegedegelegede. Jeketekelegedegelegede. 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 Shabrakatakataka. Zebreketelebaria. Open my eyes. Apostle has told us this Bible is sealed. This Bible is sealed. He must open your eyes. God must open your eyes. Jump to verse 23. Psalm 119, verse 23. Psalm 119, verse 23. David was a very strange man. He said, thou hast taught my hands to walk. By your strength, I leapt over a troop. I crossed a bow of iron. Very strange man. There were certain things that God taught David about strength. That when the 300 came to stay with David, Adulam, David taught them what God taught him. So some of you need to ask God to open your eyes. One law can bail you out forever. Listen to me, there are certain men of God in this country. It's just one law. But the way they know those operations, jekete. If God shows you your own, I pray God will show you. I say, I pray God will show you. Some of us have already seen the wonders in the Lord. Psalm 119, verse 23. The question now is, let's read it together very quickly. The second prayer we are going to is, the princes also did sit and speak against me. But thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. He knows he has already prayed. He has already prayed. He has asked God to show him. But he also knows, one of the things Pastor Alpha told me the other day, that it is when you meditate that more is given to you. When the angel appeared unto Mary, and he told Mary that you are highly favored, he said, Mary pondered in her heart what manner of salutation this is. And because she pondered, the angel told her more. I always wondered why the angel made Zechariah deaf, but didn't make Mary deaf. Because they did the same thing. The angel said something to Zechariah. Zechariah said, how shall it be? They shut his mouth. The angel said something to Mary. Mary pondered and asked the same question. But Mary was asking from a place of meditation. Zechariah was acting out of a place of impulse. The revelation comes, saying, that's it. Talk to me. Calm down. Meditate on it. Let it enter you. So when the princes were railing against him, as the challenges were increasing, he was just meditating on the Lord. He was meditating on the Lord. The landlord is asking for rent. He's meditating on the Lord. The medical report is telling at you, you are meditating at the Lord. Because these laws are powerful. The second prayer point, help me meditate, O Lord. Let your laws quicken me. Let your laws quicken me. Let's quickly look at the next verse. Verse 24. It says, thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimony is also my delight and my counsel. Let's jump to 27. So the Lord can counsel you. The Lord can tell you what to do. Make me to understand. So the first thing is, help me see. The second one is, help me meditate. The third one is, help me understand. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Help me see. Help me meditate. Help me understand. Zoprokotos kete. When the challenges are mounting up, meditate. When the challenges are mounting up, meditate. When the challenges are mounting up, ask God to help you understand. If you read the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, you will see the language of Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1. Peter talks about heaviness. He says that even though the trial of your faith, he talks about the temptations, if we can quickly see it, that a person goes through. And he talks about us waiting until the appearing of Jesus Christ for the inheritance that is stored up for us in heaven. This is Peter speaking. And then when he gets to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10, he says that after you have suffered a little while, that God should do what? Perfect you. God should do what? Establish you. God should do what? Strengthen you. And God should do what? Settle you. So Peter started off in chapter 1 showing us that there are temptations, there are trials, there are heaviness. But as he progressed, he was taking us on a journey. And then in 2 Peter chapter 1, he now begins to let us know how we are exempted from certain prolonged suffering. I say it all the time. Your area of ignorance or disobedience to the laws of God will determine the length of your challenge. There is no challenge that is insurmountable. All that exists is ignorance in that area. Light, comprehension of these laws. So let's look very quickly at 2 Peter chapter 1. He said something. He said that by the knowledge of the precious promises of God, we are divine partakers of the nature of God. And then he says, we have escaped the corruption. So these promises, these operations are our guarantee of exemption. He now goes on to say that make all diligence to add to your faith virtue. To virtue, knowledge. He now goes on to say, whoever refuses to add all these things has forgotten that he has been saved. And it will make the knowledge he has of Christ barren and unfruitful. So any case of barrenness and unfruitfulness ultimately is tied to ignorance or disobedience to the laws of God. To the laws of God. No challenge in your life is insurmountable. What you need is more light, more comprehension, more understanding of the laws of God. The last prayer point we're going to be praying, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6 to 9. Media, give it to us. Apostle has said it severally that he will not pastor a feeble people. We shall all be. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6 to 9. Listen to this. Koinonia, this is my injunction to you as we lift it up as a prayer. It says, keep therefore and do these laws. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. It's not your degree. It's not your connection. It's not your upbringing. It's not your background. Your understanding of these laws. We shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great Pastor Alpha, surely this great Pastor Ejimi, put your name, is a wise and an understanding people. Surely Koinonia is a wise and an understanding people. Next verse. For what nation is there so great? This is what other people are going to say about you. This is what other people are going to say about you. Who had God so close to them? So we now know the secret of the closeness of God. Your understanding and comprehension of his laws. So when you say God is far, it's not that God is far. Your knowledge is small. As the Lord our God is in all things. Once we call upon his name, no matter what it is, he's in it. He's there. And where the Spirit of God is, there is. Next verse. And what nation is yet so great? What's the secret of their greatness? That had statutes and judgments so righteous as all these laws which I set before you this day. God looked at them and said, I set before you life and prosperity. I set before you death and destruction. Choose life. How did he set it before them? Laws. Only take heed to thyself. The problem is not with me, God. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently. Lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them, thy sons and thy sons' sons. The last prayer point you are going to pray, you say, oh God, make me, make my family, make Koinonia, make the body of Christ a great nation by your laws. By your laws. Make us a reference point because of this Lord. Make us a reference point because of this Lord. Zekete belegede bosha, iprekete lebashata, zekete belegede bosha diakata, rekete boshe, iprekete baliakata, zekete bosha balia. Hold the hand of the person next to you. Zekete belegede shata, and say, the Lord of God make you a great nation. The Lord of God make you great. The Lord of God make your home great. The Lord of God make your marriage great. The Lord of God make your health great. Zekete belegede boshata, zeprekete lebariakata, ebrekete lemanda bala, zotondo belegede belegede shata, iprekete bariakata. So break it in a mandaga, these laws are powerful. These truths are powerful. They can make you. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. Depende belege de bosse de belege de ma rekete beshete zuprokote le nanda gada zekrekete le baria kata zoprondo belege de zekrekete shata zaprakata la bosha yekete gelege shata e brekete le bosha makanda belege de bosha rekete le bosha de belege de ma rekete ne manda gada rekete bosse ke i brekete zekete gedekete zekete gedekete zekete gedekete. Je prakata la boshata, rekete le bonde belegedeba, je prekata, je kekete, zu prekete shata, rekete boshaba, e prekete, zu pronde belegedebosha, rekete legedebosha, rekete boshebali, je prekete shata. Jete boshata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Jete bo shata la kataya. At the foundation of all of these laws, Apostle has taught us several times in this place, is the law of surrender. It is the beginning and the basis upon which every other law has the legal right to function in your life. There are some of you here, you know that you have never at any point in time surrendered your life to God. Jesus speaking, he said, except the corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. I want very quickly, if you are here today, at no point in time have you ever consciously, willingly, and cheerfully giving your life and your heart to Jesus Christ. Let's all be standing, please. Let them quickly make their way to the front. We want to lead you into a new life in Christ. You are here, you want to give your life to Christ. Very quickly, overflow one, overflow two, make your way very quickly to the altar. If you are in overflow three, you can make your way to your projector stand. Now there are some of you, you may have done this before, but by and large, the cares of this life, they have taken away the implication of that decision you have made. and you want to renew your life and your heart to God, I want you to make your way to the front also. You are yet to give your life to Christ, you want to surrender your life to Christ, or you want to rededicate your life to Christ, run very quickly to the front. Run very quickly to the front and give your life to Christ. Make your way very quickly to the front. The Lord is waiting for you to surrender everything to Him. Don't let your friends stand in your way. Don't let your brother stand in your way. It's a personal decision. The law of surrender. You want to surrender everything to Jesus. Make your way very quickly to the front. For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he loses his soul? Inasmuch as these laws can guarantee you success, the laws exist because of the person of Jesus. And if you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, you can gain the whole world using these laws, but you will still go to hell. And what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he loses his soul? Make your way very quickly to the front. We want to lead you to Christ. Very quickly, run to the front. We are waiting for you. I congratulate you for this decision that you are about to make. Lift up your right hand and say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I come before you tonight and I confess that you are the Son of God. I repent of my sins and I ask that you forgive me, that you wash me clean with your blood. I confess with my mouth and I believe with my heart that Jesus is Lord. I receive your spirit into my life. I am born again. Satan, I renounce you and all your hold on my life. I am born of God. I overcome the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because I am born again. And so, Father, I pray for your precious children who are making this decision. It is the start of a new beginning, oh God. Even as the law of surrender takes place in their life, I decree that they are born again, and I decree that this is the beginning of a journey that they will never regret. Every hold of Satan over your life is broken, is destroyed. The covenant of new birth in Christ is speaking for you in the name of Jesus. I want you to look behind you. There's a gentleman waving his hands. Please follow him. And they will orient you on their behalf. Please put your hands together for them.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI. To stream Koinonia Live, go to Mixler.com.
And download the teachings on KoinoniaSermons.org. For questions and inquiries, call 0814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7853. We love and